Unit 38, The Wayward Colt. Monty Roberts watched the boss mare deal with an unruly colt. She drove the colt away about 300 yards from the herd. She left him there alone and went back to the herd. She stood at the edge, leaving the colt in exile. The mare kept her eyes fixed on him. She faced him directly. The colt's skin quivered. Being alone was like a death sentence. Wolves and mountain lions will get any horse that stands alone. The colt walked back and forth. Now he held his nose close to the ground. Monty read this as a sign. It looked like a sign of, "I'm sorry, let me come back." The dun mare was unforgiving. The colt circled the herd. He tried to sneak back from the other side, but the mare was there too. She never once took her eyes off him. Robert saw the colt doing a lot of tongue-licking and chewing, yet he had eaten nothing. Roberts wondered, is this a signal of humility? He began to realize that every horse's movement had a meaning. Roberts remembered when the colt was first driven out. The colt threw his nose out in a circular motion. Roberts read this as a sign of, "I really didn't mean it, it just happened." He remembered the position of the mare's body. It was in a straight line, meaning, stay away. Then he saw the mare's eyes slide back along the colt's neck, meaning, "I'm letting you back." But first the colt had to put his nose to the ground again to say, "I'm truly sorry, let me come back." Roberts was excited. He saw the signs and the responses. He thought, "I'll use the same body and eye positions. Perhaps I, too, can talk to the horses."